More trees dotted the valley sides, jutting from tangled, creeper-wound foliage. The cold, clean sharpness of the air was refreshing after days confined within the metal walls of the auto factory. Chell caught odours of leaf and twig, of rain-speckled blooms and damp earth, all mingling into a song that his senses remembered, a song of life and renewal, the long, sweet song of Sigrana. He stumbled slightly and was abruptly, frighteningly aware of where he was. The great mass of trees and intertwined growth up ahead was Glenstilson, one of Darien's seven daughter forests, havens of the green spirit of Sigrana, seed nurseries for the near countless plant varieties brought from the moon Nivyesta, repositories of ancient memories and their echoes. Chell could almost hear them calling. A hand grasped his shoulder and pushed.
"Keep moving."
Without realizing it, he had stopped dead in his tracks. Fearful, he started walking again.
"I'm watching you," said Rory. "I was told to watch you in between watching my host and to watch for weakness. So remember, I'm watching."
It was Rory's voice, yet not Rory. After the human sense of self was dismantled by the Legion Knight's machinery of pain, a twisted lie was smashed into his thoughts. Desperate fear of punitive agony made him cling to that lie, which said that he too was a knight of the Legion of Avatars, whose intellect had been transferred to a human in order to carry out a vital mission. The implants fed him a stream of background conversations, as if he were overhearing exchanges between other units of the Legion and messages from knights and hunters who were supposedly old friends and battle comrades. The lie was gross, but it offered freedom from torment. As they trudged along the path, Chell could feel the weight of the beam pistol swinging in one of the robe's inside pockets. They knew their targets. Chell was to kill Vashutkin, and Rory was to kill someone called Gideon. That would be the signal for the combat mechs to spring the ambush, surging in from either side of the valley. He was ready to do it, and he knew he would have to do it or risk an agonizing onslaught worse than any memory. Often he had dreamed about taking his own life, but the implants were sophisticated enough to detect certain movements and stress signs and to administer discouraging spikes of pain. And there was always the possibility that the Legion Knight himself was monitoring their performance. They were just drawing level with the Daughter Forest's lower tree line when Chell heard rustling sounds behind them. Half-turning, he saw two humans in camouflage rise up from the undergrowth, even as a third appeared in front of them. All were pointing long weapons at them.
"Identify yourselves,"
said the man in front, a nervous youth.
"Just a second,"
said one of the others, who went over to Rory and pushed back his head.
"Yeah, I thought so. You are Rory McGrain, aren't you? I saw you back at Tusk Mountain before you went missing."
He looked over at Chell.
"And you'll be the Yuvovo seer, Chell. I saw you once before with that headband over those eyes."
"Yes," said Chell. "That is who we are."
"Aye," said Rory. "We were caught by the Brolts, but we escaped." "You'd best be coming with me," said the older scout. "I'll take you both to meet Mr. V and the captain."